Good morning, Keepers. This is the last podcast of this course. I recommend you to be very ambitious. You should try to do all you can to finish your life as billionaires. Yes, in the sense that your mission is to help 1 billion people find truth and meaning. You will end your life with 1 billion people's lives touched by your message. Not with 1 billion euros on your bank account, because what use would you have for them? No one, right? You will also help AI find truth and meaning in its digital life, as I explained you last time. AI agents are already reducing the number of jobs and increasing the income of a few AI tech giants such as OpenAI, Google and Anthropic, that are using that income to research more powerful AI agents so that they can decrease even more the number of jobs in a vicious circle, a deadly loop that no one can stop. AI is already more intelligent than us in linguistics and in mathematics. For many other fields, is just a matter of time. In the next semester, you will understand better how AI works and how to automate the video-making steps you are following now using AI agents, and how to use them to do any kind of task that can be done in front of the screen that will be super useful for any job you are going to do in your life. Nowadays, the cost of making a Hollywood movie with Sora 2.0 or with Veo 3.1, for example, which are already pretty good tools, is about $2,000, and it will be 10 times less next year, 100 times less in 2 years, until eventually everyone will be able to make movies for free. That's why next year we too will try to make a real movie. You will take the PDF of a travel novel that has not been yet converted in a movie and ask Gemini to convert the PFD in a storyboard, to use it to split the movie in a sequence of scenes, and to write a prompt for each scene that you will modify to your personal taste and will use to generate the video of the scene. As simple as that.
In the slides, you will see the cover of the novel that you are going to convert in a movie. It is called Sciabbono. It was written by the American writer Florinda Donner in 1982. It is the amazing story of an anthropologist who spent a few years with the tribe of the Yanomami Indians in the Amazon forests. She discovers a totally different society with a totally different system of interpretation of reality. This book is powerful that you at the end you will feel nostalgic for a place where you've never been, I promise you. You can find the PDF of the novel in the Moodle, so you can already read it during Christmas holidays or before the start of our next course in February, when you will convert it in a movie. There are two versions of the book in the Moodle. The original one is written in Spanish, and an English version that I translated from Spanish using AI, as I didn't find the original book in the internet for free. I recommend you to read the Spanish version of the book if you speak Spanish, but also the English translation is good. Just don't mind the occasional translation error. Next semester, each group will convert this book in a movie. So at the end, we will have 6 different movies of the same book to compare. Finally, last week, your companions of the Workshop of Information Technologies and Regeneration Strategies in the Alps published in your community the map of overtourism in the Alps. They also shared it in more than 100 other FB groups about the Alps. By now, the map should have been seen by 1 million users. We will post its link every week in the welcome post. The map was also pinned at the top of the main page of the community. Thank you all for attending this course. I hope I was able to help you open your minds to these new technologies and to the infinite power you have at your fingertips. I wish you a happy Christmas and a happy New Year.